Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show sponsored by the Sister Claire Muhammad Radio Network. This is Reparations Radio, and we're going to talk about reparations. Let's see who's in the studio, who's here with us. All praises be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, yes. Okay. Open up in prayer. With somebody, press 1 if you want to open up in prayer for me. Press 1. I'm going to let you in just to open up in prayer if you want to be a part and of the show and contribute to the show. If you don't want to, that's okay. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-dina ta'alihim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. I didn't schedule the show earlier, because I didn't know how good it was to have multiple shows on top of each other. So I hope I didn't spook some people, and they called in and they said, well, no show in 24 hours, and then you didn't want to call back again, you know. But praise be to Allah. Reparations. Let me get this title right. Reparations for 40 million people. Reparations for 40 million people march. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. Reparations for 40 million people march. That's the heading. Reparations for 40 million people march. You know, reparations for 40 million people march. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. I'm going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow on Lifeline for 5 minutes. But I'm going to keep pumping, inshallah. I'm going to keep pumping this title. A brother said, brother, because I wanted him to help me with this title. I wanted him, because he's an artist. And I wanted him to help me with, getting this artistically on a T-shirt. And so when I text the title to him, you know, he called me, said, brother, I said, man, this is a big undertaking here, brother. You know, you might want to get some of them other established reparations, you know, organizations in on this. You know, man, I don't see how you're going to do it, man. He said, you know, I don't see how you're going to do it. I'd get something big, you know, because we got big reparations groups like ADOS. ADOS is American Descendants of Slaves. That's a big one. ADOS is American Descendants of Slaves. They've been around a long time, you know. And also they got one called In Cobra has been around a long time also. N-C-O-B-R-A, In Cobra, you know. And it'd be good for y'all to start looking up these, like if you hear me, you know, look, I'm a teacher. y'all take notes. Y'all get a pencil, a pen, and some paper, and you take notes for what I'm giving. So you could look up stuff And when people talk to you, you could tell them some stuff and, you know, you could talk intelligently and accurately and truthfully about what's going on. So we are ADOS, American Descendants of Slaves. That's a big group. And NCOBRA, I forgot, National, NCOBRA stands for National Coalition of, I don't know, look it up, NCOBRA, N-C-O-B-R-A, NCOBRA, you know, look it up, you know, alhamdulillah. So on my show, on this show, reparations show, it's, I want it to be a scholarly thing. I want to be teaching. I don't want to be preaching, but I want to be teaching. So y'all get a pencil and a pen, a tape recorder or whatever, and take notes so you can look at the notes, you know, and do your homework, look it up, you know, look up stuff behind me, you know. Alhamdulillah. Yes. So brother said, man, he said, man, he says, you know, this is a big thing, you know, because it's reparations for 40 million people's march. Reparations for 40 million people's march, Washington, D.C. June the 19th, 2024. But you know, like I was saying earlier, it's the same where the angel came and he showed the creation to somebody. And he showed the creation after the angels or something had got a hold to it, and he said, well, how can somebody go wrong in an environment like this? Look at this. Who could go wrong in an environment like this? And then he showed them the creation after Shaitan had got a hold to it. And he said, look at the creation. He says, wow, how can anybody go straight in an environment like this? Well, when that brother told me, brother, this is a big undertaking here. You talking about a march, like a million-man march, talking about 40 million people, and you going to put it out there and everything? I said, Allah gave it to me in a dream. I'm pretty sure I got that 40 million idea from a dream. I said, brother, those big organizations could pick it up if they want to. They could pick it up and run with it. I can't stop them. But I'm going to keep planning like I'm going to do it myself, and my community is going to do it myself, because I would say the father of the reparations movement was Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I would say the father. Even though he didn't call it reparation, he said, the white man is obligated to give us so much money. Let me read that. Let me get that out again. I brought that. He says he's obligated. Obligated is a tremendous word. He's obligated. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to talk about freedom, justice, and equality. You know, freedom, justice, and equality. You know, and that's what he taught us. So let me get this. I got a message to the black man. Let me get this quote right. I got that holy book in here. Alhamdulillah. I pack my holy book everywhere I go, you know, inshallah. These days, you know, cause I got to stay out of that depression. I can't play around with this religion. You know, I can't play around. If If you want to come out of depression and not feeling good and everything, you stay with that book and study that Arabic and study that word for word like I'm studying it. You know, alhamdulillah. So where is that at? Let me read it to you. What the Muslims want. This is the question. He says, this, the Muslim program, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. I would say the father of reparations. This is the question asked most frequently by both whites and blacks. By both whites and the blacks. The answer to this question, I shall state as simply as possible. He says, this is what Muslims want. He says, we want freedom. We want full and complete freedom. We want justice, equal justice under the law. We want justice apply equally to all, regardless of creed, class, or color. He says, we want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best in civilized society. He says, we want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves, he's saying the right thing too, are descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either in this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters, listen to this now, we believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Alhamdulillah. Imam Muhammad played a tape on, and where Imam Muhammad said his father had to rethink that about the separate land. He said his father said, look, the white man fought his own brother. The white man fought his own brother behind separate territory or, you know, breaking away from from the nation. So we might have to rethink this thing about the separate territories. You know, that's what the imam was saying on this, on the Lifeline tape that they played, a lecture that they played by Imam Muhammad about his father in the separate territory. But you can see, and I can see, the world can see, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his spirit was in reparations. His spirit. I'm going to call him the father of reparations. The father. I'm going to tell everybody, the big reparations groups and all of them, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with the Nation of Islam, because Malcolm was preaching the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's message about, you know, reparations too. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his spirit is all through the reparations movement. So this brother said, well, you might want to give it over to some of those, you know, some of them people with the other groups, you know, they're Christians, they're socialists, they're communists, and they're Marxists. And some of them, I don't want to, you know, but the LGBTQ and, you know, they got different emphasis. I think we should bring this march, 40 million people's march from our community. We organize it. Aisha Mustafa, she's great at organizing a great big event.
Aisha Mustafa, every year, a time to be grateful. She know how to do it. I'm going to put it to her. I'm going to ask her. and she, you know, alhamdulillah. But this brother was saying, man, but, like I said, look at the company that I keep. I mean, how could I not want to do this, organize it? Look at the brothers and the sisters on the message of concern. Every day we are fighting Shaitan, taking on Shaitan about the image. You know, the greatest crime that you could do to Allah to make representations of him or give him partners, that's called shirk. And it say Allah don't forgive that. He said, so the people the company that I keep be fighting this every single day. I mean, so how could I not think big? Look at the company I keep. Shuja, Akbar, Daia, Muhammad from Columbus, Quran, Sister Lala, you know, all the brothers and sisters be firing away every day. I mean, how can I not be influenced by that? And then I give a few dollars and I try to keep the radio show on, and the brothers and sisters be, you know, thanking me for keeping the radio show on. Or I'm just doing it a little bit. I just produce a few dollars out of my Social Security money and keep things paid, you know. And now we got Halal, Do For Self. We got Do For Self, you know, every day at 6 o'clock. We got a message of concern. Come on at 7 o'clock. On Friday, we got Muhammad Khatib teaching a Juma at 1 o'clock our time, but 4 o'clock Eastern time, you know. We got all this people praising Allah, teaching. Look at the company that I keep. How can I not want to try to organize this thing myself? All right, us, our team, but us, not myself, but us. You know, so this brother, you know, I mean, but how could I go wrong? how could I go wrong in an environment like this? I can't go wrong in an environment like this. So, press 1 on your phone if you want to weigh in on what we're talking about. We're talking about reparations for 40 million people. Reparations for 40 million people's march. Washington, D.C., Juneteenth, June the 19th, 2024. Press 1 on your phone if you want to weigh in, ask a question, or make a comment. Come on in. We got about another, let's see how much time we got. We got another... yes, I only schedule it by another 8 minutes or so. So come on in, because, you know, alhamdulillah, if you want. But otherwise, all praise be to Allah. Yeah. Google. Sometimes if you get a chance, Google. So-and-so-and-so, if you just ask. So-and-so-and-so. I'm thinking about, I was looking at a video on John Conyers, and we got 404 right here, 421, but I was looking at a video on John Conyers. John Conyers was a giant. He's the one, since 1989, he introduced H.R. 40, and he took H.R. 40 from 40 Acres and a Mule, and he called it, every year from 1989 all the way up till 2000-something, he introduced that bill into Congress to study reparations and bring forward some reparations proposals. But before that, did you know John Conyers is the one who initiated the Dr. Martin Luther King birthday? 4 days after Dr. King was, according to this video, 4 days after Dr. King was assassinated, he initiated, this is in 1968, a birthday. And then it took what, 15 years or so for Dr. Martin Luther King to have a federal holiday and a birthday, a federal holiday. But did you know John Conyers? Did you know John Conyers is the one who did that? Did you know John Conyers is the one who signed the Civil Rights Act of 1965, it is, where President Johnson signed it, the Voting Rights Act of 1968? That was John Conyers. That brother was a giant. Now, he got caught up in some type of harassment thing with some women. He's a good-looking brother, a powerful brother. Yeah, the women probably just running all over him, at him. But anyway, some of them say, oh, well, you know, he took advantage of me. I worked for him, and he, you know, whatever, you know. But his name is not disgraced. He was born in May something, so inshallah, what we're trying to do is bring up his birthday. But John Conyers is the one who introduced this H.R. 40 for reparation. Yeah, he's a tough man. Yes, assalamu alaikum, 404. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I'm listening and taking
hold
notes.
On one second.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. I can't hear you.
I said
4421.
That's
see.
Me.
Let's
that's
see.
Me.
How can I make it come? Is your phone?
Oh, okay. Your phone is on. Yeah, it's on
you
mute. All right, go ahead. I hear you good. I hear you good.
I just say I'm in the queue. And I'm listening, and I'm taking notes. And want you to know you're doing a good job. Thank you so much. And we're gonna win, inshallah. He's going to be the winner. You hear
all
me,
right,
brother?
Okay.
Right,
I hear you good. I hear you good. I hear you good. I'm opening it up. Here's what I'm doing. I'm opening up the line for everybody. I'm going to start packing up. So, you know, y'all just go ahead on and talk to each other about things or whatever you want. But I got to pack up because it's getting darker out here. About this time, it's 6:30 here in Los Angeles area, and it's getting dark, so I need to pack up. Until tomorrow, y'all want to sign out now? I just wanted to tell you my story and, you know, reparations for 40 million. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I said we enjoyed it. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Yes, yes, you know. Anybody else want to say something? Because it's about going on 6:30. So, yeah, inshallah, I'm going to try to introduce this title, Reparations for 40 Million People March. Reparations for 40 Million People March. Washington, D.C., Juneteenth. June 19th, 2024. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, that brother said, man, you might want to give it over. Yeah, if they want to come. I mean, ain't nobody stopping nobody else, but if we could organize it, that you know, we take on responsibility organizing it and everything. We have a national newspaper. We got a national organization. I think we got the only national African American newspaper. You know, and we need to keep on supporting that Muslim Journal, you know what I mean, and protect our princess, Sister Aisha Mustafa, who's doing a great job with that Muslim Journal. Boy, she be putting it out. week after week. So, alhamdulillah. So, yeah, you know. And we need to own up to what we got. God gave us, he gave us leadership going back to 1930. After he gave us leadership going back to Noble Drew Ali, you know what I mean? As far as some Islam and then Farad, you know, he gave us that. He gave us, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gave us Malcolm X, gave us some great leaders, you know what I mean? So look what we got. We got the Quran. We got Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. God has given us so much. God has given us so much. So let's don't act like, you know, I mean, it's hard to be modest when God has given us so much. You know, it's kind of easy for us to be braggarts and boastful and even arrogant. It's, you know what I mean? And even arrogant because God has given us so much. So we need to stay humble. But know that Almighty God gave us so much. And, you know, let's step on out there with this deen. You know what I mean? When Imam passed in 2008, he created a million or two Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, and Elijah Muhammad. We the ones who, we got knowledge. We got knowledge that we got from our leaders. So, Brother Akbar, can you take us out in prayer? And until tomorrow.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, we delight me in the Rahman or Rahim. Maliki Omi Dimi,
Oh, my God.